Amaya Slack asks, how do I make my ex jealous?
Oh, no. You're not supposed to. That's just mean.
You don't. You get over your ex. That's why he's an ex.
Try and go on to somebody else. Don't try and make an ex jealous.
By just doing you and not caring to make your ex jealous, why not just be happy with what you had and go on to your next friend?
I'd have to say by hanging out with someone else.
How do you make him jealous? Go out with his best friend.
I say, like, date another person who's, like, 10 times hotter than your ex.
Squats. Don't cry over him. Make him cry over the booty that he lost.
Get your side boo and make it your main boo. Now if you make it to your main boo, your ex boo about to be jealous because you got a new main boo and he ain't your side boo no more.
Shannon has asked,
if given the opportunity, should I become a super soldier like Cap?
Don't know if I can advise you because I don't know who Cap is.
That's such a hard question. I just saw these movies.
This is Captain America. I actually have not seen the Captain America movies.
You can't. You can act like it. That's a good suggestion. I don't know how you're gonna do this, but you can pretend you're a superhero, but superheroes aren't real.
You should. I mean, if it's your dream you want to follow. But no one really has superpowers. Sorry to break it to you.
You should become anything you desire. Anything you think you can do, you can do.
I know a lot about Captain America, and it's not as easy as you think it is. He got the super soldier formula, but he also has to be basically the savior of the world. So I would say no.
Yes, you should, because you can be helping our world become a better place.
Hell yeah. Why wouldn't you want to have, like, superpowers? Like, that's the sickest thing ever.
Assuming this is for real and you can actually be Captain America, I'll do it. Why not?
If it's in your DNA, you feel that it's in your blood and you gotta do it, you gotta do it.
If you do have the opportunity, yes. It's because you're gonna be a super soldier. Like, that's amazing.
Natalie West wants to know,
how do I get away from my mom when she's embarrassing me?
It's just part of life. You'll do it to your children.
You can't get rid of them. It's impossible.
Ignore it and, live with it.
That's a difficult question because you're kind of stuck with her. Grin and bear it is all I can think of.
Embarrass her.
I'm usually the one embarrassing my mom. Embarrass your mom more, and then she'll want
to
leave.
Walk away, say you have to use the bathroom.
Say, Mom, I have to go to the bathroom. I'll be out soon, but you don't come out soon.
Stand up, put 2 feet in front of the other, and walk away.
Walk away, like, just forget it even happened because it's going to happen no matter what.
Why are you taking your mom with you when you're going places so she can embarrass you? Maybe you should just leave your mom at home.
I think what you could probably do is, like, a distraction. Go like, wow, what's that? Insert old band here, and then, like, run.
Do it in a way that doesn't further embarrass you, because, I mean, if your mom's embarrassing you and your getaway plan is also embarrassing, maybe don't do that.
That is so easy. Take your phone away, and then you just write a note on her nightstand to say, stop bothering me, and I'll give you back your phone. Genius.